Take note, St. Louis. It's time for journalism at its finest.
You journalists and your irresponsible reporting.
Presenting The Writer's Block.
It is a new era!
Featuring three of our town's finest sports scribes.
Cut the words and print it. This is a family newspaper.
Benjamin Hockman.
I'm not going to answer questions from the Post-Dispatch.
Derek Gould.
If you disagree with that, write that you disagree with it.
And Ben Fredrickson.
You were the Dispatch, too.
Yup.
I don't understand this.
The Writer's Block on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hey, Brendan, will you scream it today? My tummy hurts. Sports! Welcome into The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select.
Nope.
I'm Benjamin Hockman, alongside Chris Gardner and Brendan Schaefer. What is wrong, Chris?
You cannot say tummy.
He made it like the first word of the show. He said tummy already.
How old are you?
36.
Okay, you said that like it was a question mark.
No, I was just doing some math, quick math in my head.
You can't say tummy. You have to say stomach.
But my
stomach hurts.
But it doesn't feel like a stomach pain right now, Chris. It feels like a tummy ache.
No, it's a stomach ache.
No.
There has to be an age where it transfers from one word to another.
It's 11.
When does Joey become Joe?
Well, tell that to Joey Lawrence.
Isn't
he still Joe? Or maybe he is Joe Lawrence.
Well, how do you think of him then?
Well, Joey.
Yeah, you don't think of him as aging and maturing, right?
Oh, no. Well, what about Joe Fatone from NSYNC?
Okay. He was in NSYNC.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good argument.
Anyway, my tummy really hurts.
Yeah. I think you got to go stomach.
When I pulled up and I got out of the car because I've been drinking a lot of Sprite, and I belched so loud it sounded like the...
A demon escaping?
Well, no, I would from my side of things, I would say it sounded like the shofar blowing at Rosh Hashanah.
What?
Well, it's a thing we do. We blow the rams... Let me get this right. Bone?
Wait.
Careful.
Horn. It's a horn.
You blow the
nope.
What?
Careful.
No.
Nope.
This Jewish faith has just gotten more interesting
to me. No. We blow the ram's horn? Is that what it is? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like this loud, like, sound like that. So when I got out of the car today and you were outside smoking and I belched, I was like, oh my God, it sounded like the shofar in my head. And then you said, what's wrong? And I go, my tummy hurts. Because my tummy hurts. I'm drinking Sprite.
Yeah. Your stomach.
Tummy hurts, yeah. All right, so let's jump into the Writer's Block presented by Bud Select. If you want to text us, please do 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. Mm-hmm. Big show today.
A show today.
Yeah. No, I mean, yesterday there was some football and then Fabry. Oh, man, that stinks. But he wasn't playing really well, but still stinks, obviously.
No, he wasn't scoring.
Yeah. A couple road games coming up and Mizzou won, but of course we will jump into the Super Bowl and or as the meme said the other day, superb owl. And there's a picture of a very happy owl.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I tweeted it and I lost followers.
Yeah, I understand.
By doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, of course, this is our last week of the show, as longtime listeners know. Writer's Block, I will remember you.
You're going to sing that on Friday?
That hurt my stomach.
I'm not going to be here Friday for that. Sorry.
Why are you going to be Friday?
I don't know. You're going to sing that song. I'm definitely going to find somewhere to be.
Oh, touche. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Guardsy.
Yeah.
Brendy. No one calls you that. What were your takeaways from Super Bowl Lee?
Takeaways from Super Bowl Willie McGee.
Super Bowl Willie McGee. That works, too.
I think maybe others are going to have a different opinion than I. A word that comes to mind for me is apathy. I've realized that I am fully cleansed of the NFL.
Even the Patriots.
The game moved me in no way.
Come on. Even the fourth quarter?
Even with everything going on. I was roaming around my apartment as the as the game was coming to a conclusion, doing other things. When they tied the game, I was in the bathroom.
Because it was the league that stole your team?
I don't know. I just, like, I haven't watched a lot of NFL games throughout this year.
But last year, did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
It was fine. I've had waning interest in the NFL over the past 3 years.
Okay.
And I think it's finally, you know, come to a head here for me to realize I think I'm done.
Well, that's very interesting.
Because there was so much drama involved in that fourth quarter. Now, of course, I was watching. I was trying to pay attention. It wasn't exciting for me through the first three quarters, really. Mm-hmm. There wasn't much for me to get involved with, even commercials.
We'll get to that.
Whatever stuff like that. All the thing that makes it things that make it a cultural event. Nothing was really interesting to me, except the food. Food grabbed my attention.
But were you at a party? You said you were at your house.
I went to Rosie's for the first.
Roxy's?
They have a shower. Rosie's does not.
Oh, Rosie's.
Yeah. So the first three quarters I watched there, and then I was like, oh, let's go home.
Was there food at Rosie's?
Yeah.
They serve food?
They put out a spread for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's cool.
Are they do they have like a menu, though, normally?
TJ's Pizzas.
Oh, just the pizzas.
What does that mean? Is that a place nearby?
It's frozen pizzas.
Oh my god!
Make here in St.
So Plowsy,
They're very good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But that's normally what they have. But at home watching the end, I was like, well. I was getting ready to change the channel.
Let's turn to Brendan over here.
I was wondering if we were going to bring it up. Like, I thought you might just act like it didn't even happen.
I thought about that like last week. Like, this is our last week. Like, what funny things could we do?
Right.
Like, I think back to Conan O'Brien and his final week on The Tonight Show and some of the silly things he did just to do. That would be funny if we did the show and and pretended as if we didn't know the Super Bowl was yesterday.
Right.
Or even just thought it was the following week. Like, oh, I'm getting excited finally. Super Bowl week. This is the big week.
Yeah, can you believe the 3-week layoff they have? I really think they ought to do something about that. Shorten it up a little bit.
Yeah, seriously. No, but I mean, that was a historic game. And, you know, people, I don't know about where you were, Brendan, but where I was, people were saying, well, you can't count out Belichick. You can't count out Brady. And I was kind of like, I guess. I mean, this is a really good Falcons team. And sure enough, we saw history. And I like that. I like what Kraft said, unequivocally the sweetest. I mean, that really was, and we'll debate about it and all, but I mean, that was possibly one of the greatest, that might have been the greatest Super Bowl of all time. I liked ours when the Rams won, just because of the way it ended, but if anything, it's instantly in the top five in Super Bowls of all time, and I'm sure there's many people screaming that it's the greatest Super Bowl of time. And then how about that awkwardness after the game, or what we got there with Goodell?
What a wonderful football game tonight!
Boo!
That's what NFL football is all about!
Boo you!
Robert, you know how hard these are to get!
And then, of course, like you had just mentioned, Robert Kraft, after that, said it was unequivocally the sweetest.
Yeah!
And a number of other comments directed the commissioner's way.
Oh, man.
So, like, I even thought like that, okay, I'm going to stick around and watch the trophy presentation. Mm. I'm going to watch the Lombardi go to the Patriots once again and see if that gets me going. I'm just saying, there's a wrong show, by the way, that it didn't move me. I thought, okay, I was rooting for Atlanta for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And
you love Ludacris.
Yeah. Well, you might hear him on the playlist later in the show.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just looked at the playlist. This is a Hockman heavy playlist.
Yeah, it is today.
I like it.
And I thought, oh, maybe this moment will move me in some way. Because, look, Atlanta didn't win like I had wanted. But at least maybe I get to see the awkwardness of the commissioner, which it was awkward. And mm-hmm. then people noted how quickly he sprinted away from the stage after making his handoff.
Literally running. He was moving. Yes. It looked like Usain Bolt.
And, you know, just I thought, oh, maybe I'll chuckle or laugh or something.
Yeah.
I did watch, so it got me to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But to say it moved me at anything, there was just complete apathy.
But, I mean, how about this? Like, this morning I was at the gym in Clayton, and I'm looking up there on the TV, and they're showing the images of the Patriots players post-game. Oh, and then, I mean, right away, the image of Brady just on his knees or on the ground. I mean, just these emotional, overwhelming images of joy and it was just so special to see. And like, I hate the Patriots, but like, even so, I'm like, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you don't think so. But no. Brendan, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want them to win.
But did you think it was cool? Yeah,
it was cool and historic and everything. But I don't know. I had a big pit in my stomach because I could see it coming.
Tell me.
Once it was once they needed 8 points to tie it, I was like, the Falcons just laid down on defense, and I don't know if it was that so much as Brady was just locked in because some of the throws he was making were just ridiculous. But no, I wanted to see the Falcons win. But yeah, I recognize that it was historic, and that's what Gardner will love, that I put up a poll about it
on Twitter
exactly. Mm-hmm. What the most dramatic championship game of the last year has been, because if you think about it, there have been...
College basketball.
And I just did professional for the poll because I didn't want to crowd it too much. But yeah, starting with college basketball and the Villanova buzzer beater, and you had the NBA Finals.
Game 7.
You had Game 7. You had the World Series Game 7, of course. Mm. You had Alabama-Clemson that was pretty darn good as well. And then you had this one. I don't know that we've ever seen a year like this.
Nova.
A 12-month span. You would say Nova of all the five. I didn't put the college ones in there just because I think Twitter limits you to four, and I didn't. I just wanted it to be more
confined. Well, it's got to be Nova.
The reason I say Nova is because of the shot Marcus Paige hit.
That, yeah.
Here's a question I don't remember. Was the score tied in the Nova game, or were they down one or two?
I think it was tied.
Unfortunately, I can't answer this because I missed it live.
All right, but nevertheless, would you have like a funny story about why you missed it live?
Yes. I mean, I was walking out of, I think the Blues were playing that night, and so I was walking out of Scottrade with David Solomon.
Mm, name dropper.
He's good at talking, and so I'm looking at it on my phone. I've got the headphones in, and he's like trying to tell me some story, and so I take it out for a moment during the timeout after I saw the Marcus Paige shot, and then I'm listening to a story, and I look down, and I see confetti, and I was pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like,
I bet.
No!
Yeah. That stinks. No, but I mean, that was a game-winning shot. I mean, the overtime touch. I mean, but really, the play of the day was the Edelman catch.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just jaw-dropping. That'll be like the Tyree. We'll see that for the end of time. And that's cool though, because I mean, even he said he didn't know the rules. He didn't know if he had it. The whole thing. But it was really just a special moment. And I found myself, and I'll admit this, I found myself kind of rooting for the Patriots down the end there, just simply because it was this team that was making the comeback.
Yeah.
It wasn't the people on the team. It was just like, this is
probably
happening.
Probably the second greatest comeback in NFL postseason history. So,
besides the one with the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, I'm going to be partial.
So you're referring to a division round playoff game.
A wild card game.
Wild card game. Yeah. Houston versus Buffalo.
Yeah.
And Frank Reich comes in for your Bills.
Which makes it even more impressive.
Because it wasn't the backup quarterback. Yeah. Frank Reich leads Buffalo to victory.
They were 32 down at one point.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm going to be partial and biased with that, though.
If you want to text us, please.
And that makes sense. Like when people talk about like the greatest catches they've seen, people are going to say the Willie Mays one, over the shoulder one, and the spin.
You mean seen on on video?
That seen on video. People that might have been there. Yeah. Or that are documented as being the greatest catches in, let's say, Major League Baseball history.
Sure.
That Willie Mays one, people are always going to toss up there at in the top two or however they want to figure it, number one, where, like, I still to this day think the most amazing catch I've ever seen is still Jim Edmonds with the Angels.
Oh, it has to be, right?
But, you look at when it took place.
Yeah.
It was a regular season game, so it's never going to have that kind of pull that the Mays catch will, but for its simply the difficulty of it.
Well, yeah.
That's something.
I mean, you think about, I mean, we talk about this a lot in sports where, like, it's funny how we're going down this path. Like, Scotty Reynolds, he, for Villanova, people don't, not everyone remembers this. He drove coast to coast, Tyus Edney style, to make a layup to win the game for Villanova to go to the Final Four. Amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they ended up not winning the championship that particular year. So people kind of forget it, whereas the Edney shot, we remember it because it was against Mizzou, but America remembers it because it was the team that ended up winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm getting at is, in regards to time of game and all that, the catch against Scott Rolen in Game 7 of the
Andy Chavez
in the 2006 NLCS. That if I mean he robbed a home run in a close playoff game. I mean that has to be up there. Now, of course, if the Mets had gone on to win and then win the World
then
Series,
then it is. I mean,
it's part of. There's a statue of gosh dang Andy Chavez outside.
Yeah. Even how is Pujols home run off ledge viewed differently if the Cardinals go on to win the World Series that year or something?
Right. Yeah.
I mean that even though he had three home runs in a World Series game, that's the defining one. Yeah. If it's it's going to be viewed differently.
I remember feeling weird. I don't know if you, Chris and Brenner, like when he hit that third home run, it was 15-1 or something like that.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I was like, yes, that counts. It's his third home run in a game. I'm like, I don't know. Did it take, I think it took a little bit of it away from me because the game was so out of hand.
In 11, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was,
game three.
Pretty cool just because you're pretty like, cool. This guy is locked in a World Series game. But yeah, it wasn't like it was a difference-making play, I guess.
Yeah.
I like, though, what Chris said about the reason he would pick Villanova. You could make that same argument about the World Series, though, because of the Rajay Davis home run, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so many. Like the games that have those back and forths are the one that's stick in your memory.
Yeah, hockey notwithstanding. I mean, it just seems like every single championship game we've had in the last, whatever you said, five games, or five or six if you take out hockey. I mean, man, oh, man, you're right. And last night was maybe the best. It was really exciting. If you want to text us, please do. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255.
The voting has been skewed with recency. I don't think that's much of a surprise that last night has 48%, Cubs-Indians 37%, and Cavs-Warriors, the game that took place longest ago, has 14%. I don't know. I said I wanted to ask it again in like 4 months to see if the glow of yesterday's game wears off, if people, if the answers are come up a little differently, because I mean, you think back to the NBA Finals game too, that the LeBron block and the Kyrie Irving shot. I mean, there's so much in that game that
Kevin Love shuts down the
remarkable.
Who was the Curry? Kevin Love
on the last
Curry?
Shot. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is like you're absolutely right. You know, in the moment, and we do this all the time. The greatest thing ever, but then you know next 4 months later, greatest thing ever.
It's funny you bring that up.
Why is that, bud?
I'm gonna get railed by Chris on this one. I think.
No, yeah. I mean, Mr. Schaefer over here was all about that Lady Gaga halftime performance.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I used some strong language in my tweet to call it the greatest halftime show ever, and you know, I liked it the most of all of the ones ever, but then people started, and I put up a poll about that, too, to see. God, I can't
say
anything.
We're going to have an intervention.
Yeah, but anyway,
Polarvention.
Just to say, was it the best one? And if not, comment your best one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said Prince, and I said, I'd give you that one, but I enjoyed it a lot.
You just said it so declaratively.
Well, yeah, I did. I think I even said hands down. Like, that's what you do.
Hands down.
That's what you do. That's what the you know,
this
play
is what the
game.
Industry's taught you, huh?
Yeah. God, I'm glad Ben Fred's not here because he
me
would,
too. Oh, wait, you have a reason?
I guess you didn't tell him about what I said this morning.
What did he say this morning?
What was that?
Whenever I asked you if it was going to be Hockman or Ben Fred today.
Oh, and I said Hockman.
Yeah.
And then you said,
you can't always get what you want.
But if you try some time, no one talks
yeah,
about
see?
The next part
see,
of the
we
lyric.
We were talking about music.
Time,
that's why.
The Rolling Stones also performing within
just
the last
get
15
what you
years.
And that's why I said it, but you painted me as this villain that hates Hockman.
I think that's understandable.
I was simply painting you on this topic as someone who was involved with recency bias.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good...
It was
good.
Fine. It was good.
It was badass. It was really cool. Whatever, yeah.
See, you have to realize... Other people want certain or different things from their halftime show.
Speaking of halftime shows, when I made reference last week to Bruce Springsteen and what he did to America, remember me saying that?
Yeah, we do.
Was that illegal? Should I not have said that on the radio?
I think you can say that, can't you?
Because Derek melted. and even Ben
I think
Fred
he
did.
Quit the show, didn't he?
No, he's
Derek in, said he's never going to be in studio for the show again.
He
That's
did
he
say
him.
That. He did say that. Derek, of course, is part of the show. He's heading down to spring training. Get ready to talk to the birds. But no, is that, can I say that again? Or should I just not say that?
I'm having trouble recalling
it's the,
what it was.
The one where you take the beverage, the hot caffeinated beverage, and you put them in bags
Remember
to where then
slid
you
slid into the camera, and I said, oh, it looked like it was a time when.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to say it now.
No, it's fine, though.
Oh, when Bruce Springsteen teabagged America? Yeah,
yes, you can say that.
That was a great performance. I've always said this, though. You know, we live in a polarizing world. especially with the new president and all that. You know, you like this kind of music, I like that kind of. There's one group that should just do it every year, and 100% of people will like the halftime show.
This is bold.
Arcade Fire.
The group, of course, is Huey Lewis and the News. You get them out there.
Yeah, they're good.
Power of Love. I Want a New Drug. Back in Time. What else I got? I mean, even those three. Working for a Living. Heart of Rock and Roll. You do those five. You know who's satisfied? America.
I could see that.
Yeah.
They have energy. I remember seeing them play at Fair St. Louis when Tony Bennett played as well. It was like Tony Bennett and Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, wow.
Some years ago, I went to go watch. Different acts, of course. But Huey Lewis, very energetic. Lady Gaga, very energetic last night. It was fine.
No,
it was good.
But everyone likes Lewis.
So yeah, but there would be I don't no know issue that there are that. Younger people who know what that is.
Doesn't matter if you know who Huey Lewis is or not. The second he starts strumming, the second he starts singing.
Does he still have it?
Yeah.
Well, see, you can't even say it like that because if it's a yeah, then it's not good enough.
No, I know. I adore Huey Lewis, and one of the cool things in my old job in Denver is they would let me write music articles about any group, anybody, and they let me do whatever I want.
Why'd you leave that job?
grandma lives here.
They heard you could get a radio show maybe. And yeah, like, I need to get back there.
I get a radio show for almost 54 weeks, or something like that. If I come to St. Louis, and so they let me do whatever I want. So like for instance, I went to the Kenny Chesney concert and wrote about that, and then Huey Lewis was coming to town, so I interviewed Huey Lewis. I got him on the phone, and I was all shaking and stuff. And
really,
my tummy was churning, and it was tough. And I interviewed him, and I got these great quotes. And then I went to the concert, and we got no one wanted to go with me. So maybe this is I'm canceling.
Can you
out
imagine
my own
the tweets that would be sent about this performance right at halftime?
So So no one wanted to go with me, and I finally dragged my buddy Brian to the concert. He was like 22, and he was just doing it for me because he's nice and had nothing to do that night. And we're there, and then I knew the security guard at the concert venue. He took us to the front. We were in the front for some of the songs, and I'm like banging on the stage going, Huey! Huey! Oh, man, that was fun.
So you just yell Huey.
Huey!
Like I was yelling Red Panda the other night.
Exactly.
Yeah, so better halftime show.
Red Panda.
Yeah.
Rather see Red Panda than Lady Gaga.
Yes.
In person. I mean, I got to see it on TV. I don't know what Lady Gaga was like if you were there in the front row in the Chaffetz seats. Like, how would that have been, you know?
When Lady Gaga brought out the, I don't even know what you call it.
Yeah,
shoulder piano or whatever.
The piano, you know, the piano guitar.
Okay. She brought that out. I'm sitting there with my girlfriend, and she goes, "Oh my God." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "It's like Jim and the Holograms."
Oh,
and I'm like, forgot about that show.
Nice little reference.
Yeah, me too. I forgot about it.
Brandon was conceived during an episode.
I still don't know where
we're
at.
Look up Jim and the Holograms later.
I think they made a recent movie about that. Am I correct?
Jim and the Holograms?
Yeah.
They might have.
Yeah. I don't know who played Jim, though, or the Holograms. All right. Should we perhaps, what do you got over there, Chris? You want to take a break?
That's fine.
Okay.
But now you got me thinking.
About Jim?
They did Jim in 2015.
Who played Jim? Who was in it?
Is Jim a girl's name?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that says Jericho. Is that Jim?
Probably.
Aubrey Peoples. Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Mario Van Peebles played Jim. All right. What do you got, Garzy?
Real quick, a few texts. The hipster of Togo South with a backhanded compliment in your direction. Congratulations, okay. Hockman. Your take on Huey Lewis performing at halftime was the first logical thing you've ever said.
Hey, I'll take it. Yeah.
So Huge Ass chimes in with, I agree with you that Huey Lewis and the News should perform at the Super Bowl show. America could do the Carlton together.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Well, that's more Tom Jones-ish, though.
But Carlton. You could do the Carlton do to working to for a living.
Okay.
Oh, working for a living.
So, okay, basically we're asking, would you be down with Huey Lewis being next year's Super Bowl halftime act?
Would you have a problem with it? Is that the question?
I wouldn't have. Yeah. Would you have a problem with it?
How old is he?
It doesn't, maybe older.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? I mean, it's going to matter. They've got to be able to put on the show.
How old is Huey Lewis?
And the news?
And I've been corrected here, or at least...
Huey Lewis is 66.
Oh, man.
66.
Can you imagine if your phone would have said he was 3 years older than he is? That would have been great.
One time I wanted to make a Huey Lewis cover band, and I would be in it, and we would call it Huey Lewis and the Jews. Let's take a break here. I'm Benjamin
It's
Hockman.
A keytar, by the way, I've been told.
Keytar. But that, no, it's a shoulder tar.
They're telling me it's a keytar.
Like in that Demetri Martin episode of Flight of the Conchords,
mm-hmm.
where he played the, wasn't that his thing? He played the keytar.
The keytar.
And then Todd Barry was the bongo player. Because they tried to add people to the group Flight of the Conchords.
Bad idea.
Oh, man. And then they broke off and they wrote the song Doggy Bounce. Do you remember that?
I don't remember Doggy Bounce.
Bounce, do the Doggy Bounce.
I remember
do the Doggy Bounce.
Adding members to the band and that being
Doggy sister. Do's and Doggy Don'ts. Doggy Wills and Doggy Won'ts. It was very funny. My tummy hurts. Benjamin Hockman alongside Brendan Schaefer, the producer Chris Godner. We'll be back with more football and Lady Gaga talk here on the Writers Block. Presented by Bud Selecting, the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.